three, Russia and China. Russia and China have been at odds since the first Russian explorers made it through to the Pacific Ocean in the late 1600s. In the 20th century, the Soviet-Chinese relationship was complicated by Stalin's lukewarm support for Mao Zedong in the 1920s. But as a Russian, Stalin had no desire to have China as an enemy, and he had no guarantee that Mao would effectively defeat Chiang Kai-shek. When Mao assumed power in 1949, he was not called close with Stalin, and his favorite term for Khrushchev was a psalm-singing old priest, which has got to be the worst thing one communist can call another. The Chinese had no love for Stalin, but their love of tradition made them angry about de-Stalinizing the USSR. They started to fear that the Soviets would side with the United States against them. Of course, the Soviets feared that the Chinese would side with the United States against them, especially after President Nixon reached out to the Chinese in 1971. Four, the Red Peril. For at least the first half of the Cold War, it was easy to see communism getting the upper hand in the world. China went communist in 1949. The Korean War of 1950 to 1953 was a draw, but a very bloody one.